An open source textbook is one that's created using non-copyrighted materials. So they're materials that are available on the web, free of charge, without copyright. They're all open. Sort of like OpenOffice is an open resource on the web, that type of thing.
And so how has the state office worked with these so far? You've had various pilot projects kind of testing out this new initiative before rolling it out across the state.
Well, previously it was actually Nebo School District who worked with BYU and developed a couple of science textbooks. And then those textbooks have been in use in Nebo School District for a couple of years with success. And so we're building upon what they were able to do in order to now support the work we're trying to do with our new core.
And so tell me the specifics about this initiative. What are we going to see happening later this year, and how is it going to be potentially implemented in these local school districts?
Well, the outcome will be that by fall, we hope to have a secondary one math textbook. That will be the ninth grade math textbook in the new core. We'll also have some high school English textbooks and a few more science textbooks that will be adopted at the state level instead of just a district level. And so what teachers will then have available to them is a choice between either an online textbook that will have embedded in it all of the wonders of the web, for instance, video or applets, interactive experiences that students can do using web resources, or it'll be available for print. And if districts choose to print the textbooks, they'll be printable for about $5 a piece, which means that they're books that students can write on, they can annotate, they can tab, they can do whatever they want. And we also have the opportunity every year to improve those textbooks for every single year instead of being stuck with the textbook for 10 years.
Who exactly puts these textbooks together, and can people be confident that, you know, for example, with something like the Wikipedia, anybody can edit it? Can people be confident here that, you know, only the experts are putting good information into these textbooks?
Right. So our original plan is that we're pulling in some expert teachers, those that are invited. It's not an open, anybody who wants to come can come, but we're inviting certain experts in the field of, in our fields, math, language arts, or science. And those teachers will put together the original state model textbook. Once that is available, districts can actually make changes to it. They can add things like their own curriculum maps or their own district level assessments that they might want to put in it. And on the online version, teachers can actually put it on too. So even though the original version, your confidence is in the state, eventually it is confidence in the teacher that it's the right thing.
And I would imagine this would save quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I haven't actually done the math on it yet, but a typical math textbook is around $100, and then that's used for 10 years. These textbooks will be printed for about $5. So the putting it together doesn't cost anything except for a little bit of payment for the teacher's time, and we have some grants that will fund that.
Anything else in particular you want people to know about this new initiative?
Well, we're really excited about it because Utah has been at the mercy of publishers for a lot of years, and publishers tend to look at bigger markets, particularly Texas and California. So we are confident that the outcome that we have will be what we want for Utah, and we're very excited about that.